On Wall Street today, shares of California's two major power companies took a nosedive. The sell-off came after energy regulators ordered temporary rate hikes to try to keep the utilities from going bankrupt. Far from resolving the state's energy crisis, the plan hasn't satisfied anyone. Consumers complain the increases are too high. The utilities and Wall Street say they're far too small to keep the company solvent. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
Pacific Gas and Electric and Southern California Edison have amassed $9 billion of debt buying wholesale electricity for the 24 million Californians they serve. Prices have skyrocketed since the state's energy market was deregulated in April 1998. Loretta Lynch, president of the California Public Utilities Commission, concedes that the rate hikes members approved are intended only as emergency relief to keep the lights on in California.
What we've done is, on an interim and temporary basis, raised electricity rates 1 penny per kilowatt in order to provide the utilities some liquidity so that they can continue to purchase power.
The hikes are about a third of what the utilities requested. For the next 90 days, California residents will pay 9% more for their electricity, roughly a $5 increase on the average $55 bill. Big businesses will spend about 15% more. The money will be held in trust while independent auditors pore over the utilities' books and the PUC ponders a long-term solution to California's energy crisis. But time may run out for the utilities before then.
I think it moves us an awful lot closer to us defaulting.
Robert Glynn, chairman of PG&E's board of directors, has consulted with bankruptcy attorneys over the company's next move.
What I do know is that there's simply not going to be enough cash to pay all the bills in a very short time.
That's the message Wall Street is responding to. The utility stock dropped as much as 40% before rebounding as investors dumped shares amid threats that the utility's bond ratings will be downgraded to junk bond status. Bob Christensen, an energy analyst with First Albany, says alarm over the PUC order is warranted.
I don't think it even comes close to keeping the wolf from the door, and I would suspect that within a relatively short period of time, the two utilities, local utilities, will file for Chapter 11 protection.
Some consumer groups say that wouldn't be a bad idea. They claim the utilities reaped windfall profits from deregulation at first and quickly repurchased stock and issued dividends rather than setting aside cash for emergencies. The critics say the utilities got themselves into this mess, let them pay the consequences. It wouldn't be the first time a major utility declared bankruptcy. Christensen says the lights would probably stay on, but consumers would face massive rate hikes to keep them on.
Post-bankruptcy, the full force and effect of the wholesale market would be felt by California consumers. On a dollar-for-dollar basis, there would be a flow-through of true costs of in the marketplace of providing electricity and gas.
The utilities say consumers should bear the brunt of deregulation and pay market rates for their electricity. In its decision, the PUC clearly didn't agree. In December, federal regulators lifted a state rate cap so that wholesalers could start charging runaway prices for electricity. Some analysts see the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and the wholesalers as the true culprits in this crisis. Severin Borenstein directs the Energy Institute at the University of California at Berkeley. He says the feds need to act, and quickly.
I think the best solution is for the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to intervene at least enough to pressure the companies that are selling power into signing long-term contracts at reasonable rates.
California Governor Gray Davis has demanded that the feds reinstitute a cap on wholesale electricity. He joined Southern California Edison in a lawsuit that would force their hand. So far, federal regulators haven't blinked. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.